We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in and for signing on. We are having a great time talking to a lot of guests today. Our next guest, I think returning for the second time, hopefully I'm right, Tom O'Reilly, president of Pine Manor College, and you come with a lot of paperwork, too.
Colleges, always. Lots of paperwork.
Lots of paperwork. Where do I sign up for class?
Pine Manor College.
Okay.
.com.edu, sorry. PineManorCollege.edu.
So since the last time you were here, what's going on at Pine Manor?
Well, you know, we're very fortunate. We've had a great turn of events. We've been out telling our story, and Pine Manor College is a place of transformation. It was a private women's finishing school back in the 1970s, the early 1970s, and it transitioned to being today one of the most diverse colleges in America. It's 85% students of color. It has a graduation rate that's three times the national average for the students we serve, and 100% of our students, when they graduated last year, either got jobs or went on to grad school. So it's a lot of change.
That's unbelievable.
We're very fortunate. You know, it takes a committed team. It takes faculty who believe that their job is to improve the graduation rate. It takes faculty, staff that believe their job is to improve the graduation rate. It takes students who believe that the number one thing they should be doing is meeting the graduation rate.
Has the student body changed as well? Because, you know, I sometimes read online about programs, not schools, that say, you know, we have the highest success rate in the country. And then I think, okay, who are they letting in? They're being much more selective about who they let in.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pine Manor College is a little different. About 84% of our students are first generation. That means the first time in their family somebody's gone to college, and largely low income. And they're not a demographic that people often think of as going to be great successes, but they are. And the big difference is most colleges say we want college-ready students. And at Pine Manor, while we have many college-ready students, we say we're also willing to take college-capable students. And what's the difference? College-capable students are young people who we believe that given the right support and resources are going to be very successful in college and go on to great careers. And so we're looking for those special things that says, yes, these students can do it. Despite what they've been facing, these students can do it.
You know, I think that's great. So you're really putting a different emphasis on sort of the evaluation and the recruitment process.
That's right. Everyone gets
You're looking for someone who has the light inside them but hasn't had the opportunity to bring it out.
Yeah. We look for three things. We look for a commitment, a sign of commitment and grit, that they've gone through things and they're going to keep going through things because college is not easy. You have to reframe your brain. You have to think hard about how you're going to keep moving forward. It's hard. You need to have that grit. You need to have a vision for yourself, aspirational. What am I going to be? What do I want to do? Now, we know that'll change, but at least day one, you have to have something that you can hold on to when the days are tough. And then three, we have to know you have good values, that you're a person who respects others and believes in respecting others.
Right.
Those are really important. So we interview everybody. You have to show that in order to get in.
Very, very good. And what types of educational programs do students take at your school? I mean, people have choices, right?
They have choices. What we like to say is that we offer people an experiential program. And what does that mean? A lot of hands-on things. So if your passion is majoring, we're a liberal arts college. So if your passion
I love liberal arts schools.
It's good because it's all about how you think.
I did a liberal arts college for 2 years.
Yeah? Did you enjoy it?
It was my favorite time. Between college, university, graduate school, and then a certification at graduate school, because there were sort of four levels for me, there's no doubt it was probably the least respected part of my education by the community, but the most enjoyable and fulfilling for me.
Right. We believe that
socially
as well.
Too.
Well, we believe that as well. And for us, you can study your passion. If your passion is to major in English, that's great. You can major in English. But by junior and senior year, we're asking you to select an applied learning area, biomedical health care, business and management, early childhood. What we want you to be able to do is be focused on something that also can get you a job. And certainly in the greater Boston area, those are areas that can all get you a job. And if you know you want to go into grad school and that's where your passion is, you can go on and work through the social sciences and humanities to keep going in that area.
Well, again, you know, I'm not from Massachusetts, so I didn't go to a four-year university. The way they worked it in Quebec is they do 2 years community college. They don't call it community college. And then 3 years university because they think that those 2 years are critical for figuring out what you really want to do, and you shouldn't be majoring right away at such a young age. Yeah. So that, you know, my breadth of courses, mm-hmm. that first 2 years, I lost that once I got into university, yep. because my major had to be focused into a three-year program. Yep. So where I really got perspective on a lot of things and a lot of breadth was in my liberal arts, mm-hmm. you know, college yep. program. Well, so I thought it was great.
That is so important, that foundation that you've talked about. What we believe is that also important is the experience. So first year, all of our students have a service learning program where they get to get re-involved in the community in a way where they're empowered by doing something for others.
So they also do community work.
They do community work.
That's nice.
And then senior year, everybody does an internship in the area they want to work. So effectively, it becomes a semester-long interview with the people who are most likely to employ you. That's hands-on. In all of our core
classes... Well, then they
understand
work, too.
They understand work.
And, you know, it's not uncommon nowadays. If I can interrupt you again. When I was young, it was easy to get jobs in the summer in high school in mm-hmm. factories, mm-hmm. and everybody did it for me. Yeah. But today, those sort of preparatory jobs don't exist. So yeah. people get out of college, and they've never really had a job. Mm-hmm. Their first real job experience is after college.
Well, you know, that's another magical piece of...
And you try to fill that void.
Pine Manor has. We're very fortunate. One, we're building professional partnerships in the biomedical healthcare area. You know, we have Mass General Hospital. We're working with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Athena Health. There are lots of people that we're trying to build tremendously strong partnerships with so the students have real opportunities when they graduate. Same thing in the business area. Same thing in early childhood. What we're beginning to do and think very, remember that, you know, the magic of location sometimes, we're located in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, Brookline, Massachusetts, right down the road from the Chestnut Hill malls and the other malls in our area. That creates a tremendous job opportunity for our students while they're in school. That's something that's important
well, that's true.
For them.
And labor's hard to find in today's economy.
That's right. And it's important for them financially and experience-wise. And we provide shuttle buses that get them down to the mall.
I just was with two clients yesterday. They both told me, you know, in this economy, we can't even find people who are breathing, let alone qualified candidates. We don't even get breathing candidates.
Yeah. Our students are being paid between $11 and $16 an hour, some of them with tips and some of them
don't say that.
Sharing.
Chris might leave me.
And the biggest challenge we have is, will they work too much? It's
right.
a big draw to be able to make that kind of money while you're in college.
No, it's great.
And it feels good, right? You
right.
get the attaboy, the attagirl, hey,
right.
come back tomorrow and here's a paycheck.
Yeah.
School is hard. You're forced to reframe your thinking. You're going to get constructive criticism.
It's also learning how to balance priorities.
How to balance. That's very important.
You got to make your class, you got to make your tests, you got to make your papers, but you got to make the job.
You got to do it all.
And if you can learn to balance it, you're really learning a good life experience.
That's right.
So you're sort of a halfway house to career.
We're better than that. We're getting you
I wasn't
you
trying to put
track.
You down. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're better than that because we're on a track going forward, and we're on a track that helps build their critical thinking skills so they can be a lifelong learner and at the same time give them practical skills that can get them a job.
Is it hard to have... a college like yours in Boston. Boston is a unique, snobby university environment. And I'm a big fan of what you do. Mm. And I think there's a lot of practical application. But I have never been in a city in my life that they always ask you when they're meeting you, what school did you go to? Mm. It's the one thing in Boston, you know? What school did you go to? And you don't get that in New York as much. You don't get it in San Francisco. You don't get it in Paris. You don't get it, you know, you don't get it in different yeah. cities. That's a Boston thing.
It is a Boston thing. You know, the hub of the universe, some would say. The hub of
Bostonians
education,
would say it.
Some would say. As a born and raised Bostonians, I might say from time to time.
My grandmother was born in Brookline, and she lived in Montreal, and she would say it.
What we love about it, though, is it's a huge part of our economy.
Right.
And it's a huge reason why we keep growing, is because people come when they're young, and then they stay. And so it's a huge part of the culture. And so when people ask you where you went to school, it's not intended to be a put down. It's intended to look for points of connection. Everybody knows somebody who went to one of the colleges, and we have so many. And so the way that I think most people mean it is an opportunity to find a connecting point.
That's very interesting. And, you know, and I love what you're doing. You're helping people. You're helping people build a life.
Thank you.
And as you say, it's transformative. And I, you know, that's a line I use for a school that I'm on the board of directors of in Israel, the Alexander Muss High School. And we're always looking at how we can transform people. So I think that it's almost a prep high school for university.
Yeah. One of the big things we're trying to do right now is it's been a little hidden secret, I think. And that's not a good thing for a college. What we want to do, and that's why I was so delighted to be invited back, is to have the chance to talk to people about what we're doing and how it's working. We're having extraordinary results.
Do you want us to do a show from your school?
I'd love that. That would be absolutely super.
We would love to do a show from your school. And if you have students that are in family businesses, then we would even be interested in talking to their families.
We do. I actually decided to teach a course this semester at the college, which is not something I don't know that most college presidents do.
No.
But part of the way you succeed with people is getting engaged with them. And so by teaching, I got to get really close to the students and really close to the faculty and began to see some of the things that they face every day. And, you know, it's exciting to see when a student gets it. And we were in class, we do it Monday nights, 5 to 7. I have this really terrific group of students. And it's all about effective leadership. That's what we're working on. And the fact that no matter where you start, in terms of who you are and your temperament, you can be an effective leader and you don't have to be in charge. And to see the light bulbs turning on and to see the excitement when people get it is just terrific. And many of them, as part of their course, they had to interview an effective leader, somebody they believed was an effective leader, find out what they had to say.
We'd love to host a show from your school.
And many of them had family members who owned companies.
And we can bring people in, so it'll be nice.
That'd
we'll find
terrific.
A place. We'll
like
follow
that.
Up with you. Tom, if somebody wants to find you, talk to you at Pine Manor College, how can they find you?
Yep. Two easy things. They can get on the internet and go to www.pmc.edu, or they can dial the number 617-731-7101. That's my office. We answer the phone. We'll talk to you.
That's great. That's Tom O'Reilly, President of Pine Manor College. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Delight as always.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank my team as well. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.